Welcome along, folks, to the Michael Muto Show. Hope you're all doing well out there whenever you're listening to this. Folks, on today's program, I have got something very special for you. I've got two interviews with the same person. One in 2018, the second in 2022. That person is, well, yeah, you know, because you saw the title of the episode, but it's Bosco. Yes, the one and only Bosco. Just a dream guest, to be honest with you. A delight to chat with. I'll let you in on something, folks. There's a little bit in the first interview where Bosco was singing a little song, and it hits me all of a sudden that I'm chatting with Bosco, someone that I grew up watching on television, and I get a little bit weepy. I don't know if it comes across in the recording, but I got a little bit weepy. I just overcame an emotion. I thought, oh my goodness, I'm talking to Bosco. This is wonderful. So anyway, let's take a listen to that interview first. Here is my interview with Bosco from 2018. Right, this is Michael Muto here on West America 102 FM. And on the line right now, we have, quite frankly, probably one of the most famous people in Ireland that's ever been. We have, or one of the most beloved people in Ireland. I'm on the phone right now, you won't believe it, this is really true. I have Bosco on the line. Hello, Bosco.
Hello, hi. I'm delighted to talk to you.
Oh my God, I can't believe I actually get to talk to Bosco. Hello, Bosco, how are you doing? So I have so many questions to ask you. I suppose the one thing everyone always asks is...
Are they hard questions or are they easy questions?
Oh, very easy questions, Bosco. Very easy questions.
I'm good at answering easy questions.
I suppose I'd have to ask you... I suppose everyone wants to know about the magic door and everything like that. So how many... Do you still use it every now and again?
No, I don't have it anymore.
Oh. I can't believe I get to talk to you, Bosco. This is the most amazing thing ever. I was saying to someone before that when I started doing this radio program, I thought, you know what, I'd be mad if I got Bosco on the radio. And I didn't tell anyone because I thought it was so crazy, but I'm so glad to actually have you here because you're like the sweetest person ever.
Aw, thank you. Well, I was delighted to hear from you.
Oh, thank you so much. I suppose the thing we have to ask as well is how ever, I suppose we should talk about is how everyone loved you and your box and everything like that.
Yeah, I think everybody's favourite bit of the Bosco program was when I went inside my box because I didn't go in there very often.
No, so I think so.
Everybody loved seeing, because everybody's really a nosy partner, aren't
yeah.
they?
Yes, I know
and
I was.
I think we all love looking inside
other's
houses, don't we?
Yeah.
So I think everybody loved coming inside my box and seeing my little bed and my toys and my box and all my stuff.
And you're a big painter. I used to love painting. Do you still paint? That was adorable. I love that so much.
You know, I have a little apron that I wear so I don't get my top dirty.
That's good. You should always be. It was always safety first and be clean. That was the thing.
Yes,
never do make and do.
Tidy up when you make a mess, don't you?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Even when you're grown up, you have to tidy up.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Especially. I suppose the other thing we should talk about is you've been doing lots of tours and things, Bosco, now. You're still touring. People still got to see you.
Yeah, I tour all over the place. was in Limerick not so long ago, in the Lime Tree, which is a beautiful place. And I was supposed to be there a long time ago, but you know what happened?
Yep, no.
The snow came and it snowed snowed and we couldn't get there.
Oh.
So we had to put it off until the spring came, and then we went back. But everybody still came to see me.
Yeah.
And I had a great time.
And nice, it was nice and warm then as well.
Traveling.
Yeah.
What did you say?
I said it's nice and warm then as well for you. You don't have to worry about getting too cold. Because of this winter.
I don't mind the cold.
Don't you?
I like the snow. I just put on a warm hat and coat and gloves and then you don't get cold.
That's the thing I want to ask you as well, Bosco. Fashion has moved on. Things change, everything. But you have stayed iconic. You got your one look. The jumper, your green and white jumper, it's iconic. No one could ever take that away from you. How did you come up with that look?
You see, I love that. And you know something?
Mm-hmm.
If you look in the fashion shops now,
yeah,
there's loads of green and white stripes because they're all copying me now.
Just makes
that's
sense.
Really
makes sense.
True.
I'll tell you something.
That's it.
I tell you something else. Everyone, including myself, by the way, I dyed my hair bright red. And I'll be honest, it might have been inspired by you. I think it more likely was.
Yeah, I think redheads are very... Everybody loves redheads.
They do,
nearly
yeah.
All the country went to see Ed Sheeran and he has red hair.
That's it, yeah. Did I see you were doing something with one of my favourite bands, Ham Sandwich? They're pretty good. I love them. I saw them live once. It was at a free gig. I randomly walked in. I was like, oh my God, it's only one of the best bands ever, Ham Sandwich. It was really they did a great show. It's really good. They're fantastic now.
Really good. Yeah, I'm a big fan of Ham Sandwich. Mm. I got my photo taken with them and everything.
Oh, I think I might have seen that, actually. That was you. I love your Twitter, by the way. You're on Twitter. Do you want to tell the people what your Twitter handle is? That's it, I think. And you put up lovely things about, there's a lovely picture of you and a little ladybird or something like that, like you're talking to the little ladybird and things like that, and I think it was for the...
Yeah, she's my friend.
Oh.
She's in my show.
Oh yeah, and what's her name now?
And she's just called Little Ladybird.
Oh, that's lovely.
And you know what?
What?
I have loads of little friends. She lives in my garden.
Oh.
So she's, I mind her and make sure nothing bad happens.
Aren't you good for doing that, no?
Yeah, well, you look after your friends, don't you?
That's it. Is there anything you'd like to say now to the people of Limerick, where this is being broadcast out of, and of course it goes out around the world as well, online and things like that. Any kind of new, anything coming up or anything you want to plug before we let you go?
No, because now I nearly finished my tour, so I am going to have a little rest, and then I go back on the road again. October.
That's awesome.
But
fantastic.
Now, do you know what I'm doing? I'm planting seeds in my garden. I planted some sunflower seeds.
Ooh.
And I planted some daisy seeds and
ooh,
poppy seeds.
Oh, it's lovely.
So I'm waiting for them all to grow. So I'm going to have a lovely summer growing things. And, oh yeah, I forgot to tell you, I'm growing beans as well.
Beans?
I'm going to grow.
Now, be careful now, Bosco. You know what happened to the boy who got beans and the beanstalk and everything? Oh, did you check out what kind of beans they were? They're regular beans?
Yeah, like they're French beans. Maybe the beanstalk will grow all the way to France. Wouldn't that be good?
That'd be alright. That'd be okay.
Better than what it is. Maybe that's what French beans mean. But I love growing things because it's great fun.
Oops.
It's amazing when you plant one little seed and then you see something popping out.
That's it. It's like an idea or anything, you know? You start off with a little idea and it grows into something big.
That's it. Mm. It's very good.
Can I just say, Bosco, how much you meant to me and all the other children of Ireland with all your make and do and everything you made. I think there's an entire generation of artists including myself, by the way, who enjoys, I enjoy painting and like that, and definitely was inspired by you. I used to watch your program, and I would go away and I'd make things, and I kept making things, and a lot of other people kept making things.
And I think, you know, we used to make things out of all sorts of things that people just throw out in the bin.
Yep.
You didn't have to go to the shop and buy anything.
Nope.
You just had to collect your loo rolls and your boxes and bottles. And then it's amazing what you can make out of them.
It really is. It's actually brilliant.
It's a good thing to do.
Mm.
Because now it's very trendy to recycle everything, yep. Isn't it?
Yes, definitely, yeah. You're ahead of your time, Bosco.
Good at recycling.
Are you?
And then we used to annoy everybody when we'd say, "Be careful with the scissors."
I didn't think it was annoying. I was like, "Oh yeah, I should be careful with these scissors."
In case you chop your finger off.
Yeah. Anyway.
And we made lots of things out of Morla.
Yes.
Remember that?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Mhm.
And then the tongue twisters were made out of Morla. Well,
that's right. I remember them. They were brilliant. There used to be a lot of great stuff on your show, actually.
Yeah. They were
yes.
made out of Morla.
Yeah.
Gregory Gronyuk was made out of Morla. Oh, with so many things you can make out of Morla.
Really is. And I mean, if you have you seen, Bosco, there's like a load of stop motion films. They're made of Morla and clay and all kinds of things like that. They're still getting made now.
Yeah.
It's brilliant.
So, yeah, and so if you start when you're really young, then by the time you get really old, you'd be really good at it.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, anyway, I suppose I'll let you go. You're probably busy, are you?
No, I'm just playing in my garden today because it's very nice. And I got my box all done up and it's painted a lovely blue colour. I'll send you a photo of it,
Dude.
Okay?
Dude, thanks. I'd love that now. But thank you so much, Amy Bosco, for taking the time to ring in and stuff like that. It means a lot.
You're very welcome. I loved talking to you. And I hope you have a lovely summer too. And I'll give you a ring the next time I'm coming to do a show in Limerick. And then you can come and see me and get a selfie with me, wouldn't that?
Brilliant. I would love it. It would make my year.
Okay.
Fantastic. Thank
we'll
you so much,
that.
Bosco.
Thank you.
Slán.
Slán. Bye.
There we go, folks. That was my interview back in 2018 with the one and only Bosco. Coming up right now, here is the second time I interviewed Bosco in 2022. And I think it was coming up to Christmas, I think. So there's a few mentions of Christmas, so that's what's happening there. Anyway, here from 2022, here is my interview with Bosco. And on the line right now, I'm very excited to say I have the one, the only, the iconic Bosco. Welcome back to the show, Bosco.
Ages.
And if you're on YouTube, folks, we have the video up as well, so you can see Bosco as well in their beautiful home. Beautiful Bosco's
box. Yeah, my lovely box. Isn't it nice? And I tidied it all up for you today.
It's gorgeous. It's absolutely gorgeous. So, Bosco...
And look, I have a shop, and I have a little Bosco, and I have my globe, and that's my bed over there, all made up.
And I can see you've got a little Hurley. And you got your artwork. Yeah.
I do.
You get your Hess. And I've seen all your little toys and your shelves and everything. It's absolutely beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
And I see you have a briefcase there. Is that because you're going on tour?
It is because I'm going on tour. I haven't been able to go and do shows for such a long time. And now I'm going nearly 2 years, you know.
Yeah.
So now I'm going back on the road again, and I'm delighted about that.
Absolutely brilliant. How have you been keeping, Bosco, over COVID, over the pandemic? How have you been keeping?
Well, I've been fine. It was a little bit hard being in lockdown for so long.
Yeah.
But, you know, I just hope it doesn't happen again, because I'd say now this time I'd be set up altogether. Would you?
Oh, I would. Did you watch any TV shows?
I didn't mind too much when it was in the summertime because I could play outside and I could look at the birds and have a nice time.
Yeah. Did you binge watch any TV shows over the lockdown, Bosco?
You know, I did. I watched Ghostbusters and I watched Home Alone 5 times. Oh. I liked that movie.
Yeah. That's a classic. You can't beat that.
No. Yeah. And I like Princess Bride.
Oh, yeah. That's brilliant.
I love that. Yeah. And I love all the Lord of the Rings and the Hobbit.
Mm-hmm. I have them all on Blu-ray.
Except the battles, they're a bit scary, aren't they?
Yeah.
Maybe I watch them from behind the couch.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Yeah, they can be. But, you know, you got to remember, that's just a film. You can turn it off anytime it gets too scary. You know.
That's true.
Right, so Bosco, tell us, what is this show going to be like? You're doing a show in Limerick and lots of different places around the country. What's this show going to be like? Yeah. What are you doing the show?
Well, it's going to be great. The first part of the show is going to be all about me and all the little friends that live in my garden. And then the next story is going to be Hansel and Gretel. Mm-hmm. And they get lost in the forest.
Mm-hmm.
And they meet a very scary witch.
Mm-hmm.
And she lives in a sweetie house. But you know what? They all live happily ever after in the end. Oh, I just knocked something down. But it doesn't matter.
That's all right. Yeah,
but I like happily ever after stories.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's the thing. Yeah, you can get a bit scary in the middle. You go, well, I know there's going to be a happy ever after in the end, I think. But you get used to, you get that kind of really.
And it's going to be very funny, and I'm going to make all the boys and girls laugh a lot and shout a lot and have a good time.
Sounds brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
And I haven't been to Limerick at all because of the lockdown.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. It'd be lovely to have you back again.
Yeah, it'd be great. Yeah. And the Lime Tree is a lovely place to do a show. Do you know what? Outside of it, there's a big lift that you could fit a big bus in, and that brings all the sets up to the top of the theatre. So it's very exciting.
Very cool. But behind the scenes, that's class.
Yeah.
I love that. So I love the behind the scenes. You see all the special effects and not even special effects, just the kind of stuff that's required to bring a show into a theatre. You go, wow. You know?
Yeah, I know. Because when you look at the stage, it's a big empty space. And then suddenly, with a big lot of work, it turns into a real magical place.
Oh, yeah. It's brilliant. It's like one of your canvases. You know, it's just like a blank canvas, and then you add to it and you bring your own thing to it. So I got to say, though, Hansel and Gretel, that story, you know, I got to say to you, if I saw a house made of sweets, I'd be tempted to go in. I'd be like, I'm going to try it. Yeah, if you can eat my house.
He eats some of the witch's house and she gets really cross and she says this, nibble, nibble, little mousey, who's nibbling at my housey? And he gets such a fright that he jumps up in the air and falls down.
I'd say so. I mean, I'll be honest, I'm going to hold my hands up and say, listen, if I was the witch, I'd be annoyed too, because she's not getting her deposit back on that house if he's eating us. There's no way.
You see, the poor little fella was very hungry because he had no breakfast.
If I remember the story correctly, Hansel and Gretel go into the woods and they put breadcrumbs out along so they can find their way back. They can't eat that bread. That bread's gone. So they've got to eat something, you know?
They have to eat something. Anyway, it is really a good story.
Oh, it's brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. But so your little friends in your garden. Now, can you tell us a little bit about some of your little friends in your garden?
Okay. I have this lovely little friend and she's a little ladybird and she gets a little bit scared of being on her own. So she comes and talks to me and then I go and I walk her home so that she's lovely and safe. And then you know what? A big bad crow comes into my garden and he takes all my things. And then I need to ask the boys and girls to help me get all my things back. So that's the kind of story it is. It's really good fun.
Yeah. Sounds good. And that sounds like, because you need that, you know, even the audience helping you. You're like, come on, everyone, help us out, you know.
It's so long since anybody could get to do a show. Yeah. Oh, I just hope nothing happens and I can get there.
Oh, I'm sure it'll be all fine. I'm sure everyone out there is keeping safe, you know, keeping the 2 meters, wearing their masks.
Yeah,
you know,
you have to wash your hands.
Wash them.
And wear your mask.
Yep. That's it. That's it. It's such a simple thing. You think, well, that's easy to do, but you know, here we are. But anyway,
they still say people are getting sick, don't they?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you know what? It's just the way it is, isn't it? You just gotta keep going and keep at it, basically.
Yeah, I think it's very hard for some people who haven't been able to go to work or do their jobs, like singers and guitar players and actors and all those kind of people who have no job. So they're really looking forward to getting back and doing their work again.
And shows like yourself, I mean, that shows what the show shows what live theatre is all about. It's happening live. It's happening right there. And if you shout, the people can hear you. Now, you shouldn't shout normally at a show, but at a Bosco show, when you're supposed to shout,
you're allowed to shout as much as you like. Oh, I really missed that. I really did. Because it's not the same like when you do it on the telly. It's just much nicer when everybody is there and you can all have a good time together.
Yeah, that's the best thing, really. You know. Bosco, I gotta say, no, all right, so what? So you've been doing your painting, I could see on the wall there now.
Yeah, I was doing painting and I was playing with Maura and I was writing stories and playing with my toys and all sorts of things.
Now, what kind of painting do you normally do? What's the process of your painting?
Well, I just use watercolors because they're the best kind of painting.
Yeah.
Sometimes I get very messy and sometimes I don't. But I love painting. I really do. I have a song about it. Oh, look at me. Oh, look at me. I'm painting. It isn't something I do every day. I'm brushing my hand and I'm painting away. The colours are bright and oh, so gay. I'm painting, painting, painting. Is that good?
That was brilliant. That should be a number one hit. That should be that could be a Christmas number one.
Do you think so?
I think
a
so.
A long time ago, a long, long, long time ago, it was on a record that I made in the days when they made records.
They still do, Bosco.
They do, but very many anymore.
Oh, that's true.
Maybe there are a lot.
I think a lot of people see if you're not going to be buying a CD these days, you're going to go up buy a record. I have at the desk here, I have a load of records under my table here. That I listen to.
Oh, wow. I have records and record player too.
That's great fun. Something about the record players is so much fun putting it on and watching that needle go around. It's like, how did I get that music into those little grooves?
Yes, it's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah. So now, what kind of things do you paint? That's what I wanted to ask you, actually. What kind of things do you like to paint?
Well, yesterday I painted a kite because it was a windy day and I was wishing I could go outside and fly a kite, but I couldn't. So instead, I painted a kite and I imagined that I was flying it up the sky.
Oh, have you ever flown a kite yourself?
I have!
You have?
Hey!
Oh, yeah?
When you have to hold on to your hat so it won't blow away. I like that.
That's good, Cracker Eyes. I remember I had a kite when I was a kid. I can't, there was a dragon on it or something. And I nearly pulled away with it. I was so small. I had it. It was this big.
It nearly went up in the sky.
Yeah. It's nearly
gone. Yeah, it's one of my favorite toys, my kite, I have to say.
Yeah. So, you were saying Mala. What kind of things do you like to make at Mala?
Well, I made little funny kind of people. I don't know where they are now. I must have put them away.
Oh, yeah.
I like playing with Mala and Play-Doh too.
Yeah.
And you know what else? I like playing shop. That's my thing for the money.
Oh, yeah.
And I have a real shop as well.
Oh, tell us about this.
Well, it's on boscosbox.com and I sell these little guys and bigger guys like me and socks. And maybe soon mugs and pictures and it's really nice. And on boscosbox.com, you can see where all my shows are going to be.
Oh, that's handy.
I'm going to do a few places.
Oh, brilliant. Can you tell us some of the places you're going to visit?
Okay, I'm going to go to Dunleary, and I'm going to go to Dundrum, and then I'm going to Newbridge and Limerick and Portlaoise and Cork. That's a lot, isn't it?
That's loads. You're going to be so
and
tired.
Bray.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Me. Yeah. I'm remembering them now as I'm saying them.
Yeah, it's a long list, you know. It's a big countrywide tour. It's absolutely fantastic. Brilliant. I'm sure everyone's like really excited now to go to these shows and to see you and see how you're doing and, you know, how you're keeping. You know,
I haven't been to a show for a long time. Yeah.
Well, the last time we were on, I don't know what made me think of this. I was just looking at your jumper there and I was thinking how we were saying you were a fashion icon.
I'm not really, because I'm kind of, this is my favorite shirt, and I have lots of them. Mm-hmm. But you know what? I like dressing up a lot, so I can dress up as all sorts of things, as a cowboy and a mummy and Batman.
I see your cowboy hat there, actually.
What?
I see your cowboy hat actually on the wall. Is that a cowboy hat?
Yeah, a cowboy hat.
Yeah.
And that's my St. Patrick's Day hat up on the top. And that's another one over there.
Yeah.
But it's very tidy today. Mm-hmm. And I have an Ireland jersey.
Oh, yeah. That's right. We always see your pictures on Twitter where you're dressing up for Halloween and stuff like that. Gave it a fright of my life the other day when I saw you dressed up as a ghost. I jumped. I was like, a ghost!
It was really scary, but that was a good costume. It was just a sheet and I put a hole in for my eyes.
Yep. Brilliant.
And I was going, woo, boo. I love Halloween.
Yeah,
but now I'm really looking forward to Christmas.
Yeah. What have you got planned for Christmas now?
Well, I just hope, my biggest wish is that everybody stays really well and nobody gets sick.
Yeah.
And my favorite thing is putting up the Christmas tree and putting the lights on the Christmas tree and putting a star on the top. I love that.
Yeah.
And I love making cards and wrapping presents. It's going to be great, isn't it?
Yeah, I had to check my phone for a second, but I was listening the whole time. Sorry, if you just saw me go off the screen, that's what I was doing. But
what were you doing?
I was just checking my phone for the time, I promise.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I think decorating the tree and putting the star on top and everything, it's great fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love all that. I'm waiting for Santa to come.
Oh.
And I love the story, The Night Before Christmas.
Yes.
You know that story?
I do.
Oh,
and there was
a
clatter. A clatter is the thing I always remember. There was a clatter. Was like, who's clattering over there? It's Santa. Yes. All right. That's all right. He's all right. He's friends.
It goes like this. It was the night before Christmas, and all through the house, nothing was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung on the chimney with care in hope that St. Nicholas soon would be there. Do you remember it now?
I remember it well. I tell you, the other thing I always think of is a mouse stirring. I'm like, why are mice drinking tea in the middle of the night? Never understood this.
That's because it's the time when nobody can disturb them when everybody else is asleep.
There you go. There you go. Folks, please remember to, I was going to say, about your tea, and there might be a mouse out there, you know, making a cup of tea at night. So just give them their space.
Yeah, just their tea when everybody goes to bed.
Yeah, leave them alone. But yes, I love the picture you got there in your wall of a little tractor, is it?
No, it's a train.
Oh, it's a train. Oh, I'm in ages. I can see
why you think it looks like a tractor, but it is a train.
Well, I can see why it's a train now, because you got the steam spout. I don't know what it's called.
Yeah, it's
and all the wheels
are
the same
train size.
Yes, yes. Like a
it's
tank.
Not like a dart.
No, no. It's like, yeah.
You don't have the dart in Limerick, sure you don't.
No, we don't. I don't think so. I've never seen it.
We only have buses.
If we have it in Limerick, it goes very fast, and I never saw it.
I don't think so.
Maybe? No, I don't. I know. We don't. But is that actually on your wall there? You've got a picture of your little lady. Is that the ladybug in your show? Is that a picture of them?
Yeah, she's really nice.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm very good at painting. And at the top, you can see a picture of my kite.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's lovely, no?
So, yeah. But my box is very tidy today because I cleaned it all up. I picked up all the rubbish and I shoved everything under my bed so you wouldn't see it.
I'd like to say I've never done. I was just gonna say I've done that. It's terrible. I should put them into boxes, really, shouldn't I? You know,
but if you're in a hurry, it doesn't matter.
Well, no, hang on. No, I think you get away with it because you're already in a box. So I suppose it's like, well, it's already in a box. So you know, there we go.
I know, but most houses are like boxes anyway because they have square rooms, don't they?
That's
so your bedroom would be in a square room.
Yeah. I can see out your window, actually. I can see your little garden, I think. It's a bit of greenery I can see outside.
When I look out the window, I can see flowers. There's still flowers in my garden.
Yeah.
Because the weather isn't like winter at all.
No.
It's warm.
It's very warm. So it's weirdly warm. I don't like it. It's very strange.
I have purple flowers and yellow flowers and I'm knocking everything down. I picked them all up here. Silly me. I knocked down a dinosaur and two cars.
That's how the dinosaurs went extinct. They got hit by a car.
I pushed them over the edge.
Right. Well, so now you're famous for your songs you were singing around. What other songs do you have?
Well, now it's the time about thinking about Christmas songs. So I said I wouldn't sing any Christmas songs until after the toy show.
Mm-hmm.
Because then you're just waiting for so long.
Yeah.
And they can get very annoying, can't they?
It can. My rule, I always got right. No Christmas songs or no Christmas specials watching American like that until the 1st of December at least, you know.
I think that's a good idea. Yeah. But the toy show is going to be on the 26th of November.
Oh, right.
That's pretty soon. I think it's about 8 sleeps.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You look forward to this? You going to watch this?
Of course I'm going to watch it. Who doesn't watch it? Do you think anybody does?
I do. Of course I do. I watch it every year. I love it. It's great.
I was on it once.
That's right. Yeah.
I was.
Yeah.
Long time ago now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a few years ago anyway.
Yeah. But sure, look. I mean, I gotta say, like, if anyone's gonna be on the toys, it should be Bosco. I mean, if you're famous for your toys and everything and all your stuff, brilliant.
Well, I think that the toy show is all about children and boys and girls. So that's a very good thing, isn't it?
Yeah. It's nice. It's nice to have that kind of thing, you know, yeah.
And they can all do their singing and their dancing.
That's it. That's the thing. Well, Bosco, what else have I got to ask you about?
I don't know. You asked me loads of things. You asked me about my shows and about my box and about my painting and about my garden
and the songs.
Everything.
And I said you were a fashion icon. The other thing I wanted to say was, I'm looking at you now about your clothes. I was saying that you're a fashion icon. I got to say, that's a lovely color on that shirt.
Thank you. They're getting into fashion now, I think.
Yeah. It's like I could imagine someone like Harry Styles walking on the street with a thing like that now. It's very stylish. Yeah, lovely.
I love this shirt. That's why I wear it all the time.
Yeah. I mean, why, you know, if it's not broke, don't fix it.
That's right. I think that's a good thing.
I thought when I said it, I was like, is that right? Is what I said make sense? I was like, I think it is. I think that's right. I think that's this expression. But I see your alarm clock there and your wall. I'm just looking at all your stuff behind you. I'm just like looking at all the little animals and everything on the wall behind you. I'm just fascinated by it. Your alarm clock.
It's very colourful. My house, and I'm looking at your house and it looks a bit dull.
But I've got
art. You don't have any colour pictures. Or maybe I only see you in black and white.
They're all in color. This is in color. This is in color. These all are in color. These are all friends of mine and stuff like that. And artists I really like have sent me things and things I bought. Lots of different paintings I've got over the years.
I love paintings too.
Boss, can I ask you a question? There is another one. There is. Am I going crazy or is there a boxing glove in that wardrobe behind you?
No, you're not going crazy. There are boxing gloves in there. I want it to be like Katie Taylor or Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
Kelly was really good, wasn't she?
Yeah.
In the Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
Did you watch it?
I read about it afterwards. I'm too busy to watch the Olympics, unfortunately, this year, but it's very good. I saw Katie Taylor when she fought, though. Oh, brilliant. Oh,
what did I say your name was?
Me?
I said Katie Harrington. Kelly Harrington. I'm not saying the names right today.
Oh, no, I think you said Kelly. You said Kelly, I think.
You did.
You said Katie, then you said Kelly. It's kind of similar.
Oh,
but yeah.
I did.
That was it, yeah.
Besides saying hello, Roscoe, I mean Roscoe.
Roscoe. It's like that meme that was going around. Who is the evil Bosco? Roscoe. They hate painting and they never like singing. And they live in a sphere.
It's not me, though. I'm just Bosco.
That's it. But Bosco, I know because you're very busy and you're so nice to take the time out of your day to talk to me today. But
you're welcome. Now I'm going to go back and start packing to go and killing Rich.
That's it now. We're very excited.
See you when I get there.
Yeah. Brilliant stuff. Right, Bosco, okay. I'm gonna let you go. Thank you so much for inviting me into your box.
You.
Yeah.
Sloan.
Bye. Bye-bye, Bosco.
Happy Christmas.
Well, there we go, folks. That was the two times I spoke to Bosco on my show. Hope you enjoyed that. And if you want to see the video of that second interview, there's a link in the description. Well, folks, that's it for me for this week. Thank you so much for listening. I'll be back again next week. Don't forget to leave a rating and review over there on iTunes or wherever else you get your podcasts. Well, there we go. Have a great rest of your day. Until I speak to you again, this is Michael Muto, your podcast pal. Bye, folks.